And we are back, and it's now 13 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we are joined by Brian Perkin.
Hey, hi. I'm making it way through all your fans here in the foyer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Right. Bringing in some Timbits and coffee and whatever. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I guess they're for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I better move these over. You're kind of eyeing them up pretty good. That's right. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a pretty big stack of goodbye letters you got there, too.
Yeah. It's been great. I can't believe it. I'm kind of blown away by the fact I'm getting nice cards and getting stopped in the street. And
well, that's why I'm here, just to say thank you for all the work that you've done for the last... We were trying to figure out how many years was it, because you had a very inauspicious kind of start, because Norm was still with us then.
Yes, yeah.
And, but didn't want to work a full week, so you were kind of working like 3 days a week, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, and back and forth like that, so kind of a...
And kind of a swing thing, too. I did some Angie shifts, and I did a couple of your shifts. And,
we plugged you into wherever we could plug you into, and and there you go. So, and that was how many years again, then?
I'm terrible with dates. I do know when I started, because Elvis died that week. But other than that, I'm thinking it's...
No. That's when you started in radio.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Same week Elvis died. Yeah. I don't know if that was an omen, but...
August? Yeah. It was in August.
Yes.
Because I remember I was on the air in Guelph, I think, when he died. Yeah. Big news.
Oh, I was into 2 days into it, and he died, and I thought, wow, this is great. I hope somebody big dies next week, because this is just crazy. But yeah, I'm thinking 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. Yeah. Well, we just celebrated 16 years in August the 10th, just a couple of weeks ago there.
Yeah. So I remember that, because that's my anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
So, then in the meantime, you and I had worked together in Smiths Falls at C-Jet for a while there. Yeah. And, of course, you had been at C-Jet since the dawn of time, right?
First week that Elvis died, 1977.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, kind of an interesting trail. And, of course, I did spend some time in the print media as well. But
Selling cars, too.
Yeah, that happened for a little while, too.
Yeah.
All the adventures you go through. And it's kind of funny, because I relate the story. I kind of got interested in radio through my sister with John Poser, who used to be on C-Jet back in the 60s. And then once I got into I was driving out to a date I had with a girl in Jasper, okay? And the Jasper Road was under construction. And I was driving my dad's 66 Ford Custom. And I hit this really bad washboard part. And the great AM radio we had in those cars, it went, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and stopped at WCFL in Chicago. And this guy on there, George Michael, I think was his name. I heard that guy. I was hooked. I said, that's what I got to do the rest of my life.
That's how it started?
That's how it started. But then I kind of got crossed over, because I had grade 12 English. They brought in somebody from Manpower. And now I was doing an English class with a bunch of guys, tech guys, who were all, wanted to be into trades and everything. And I said to he asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, oh, I want to get into radio and television. And he said, quote, and this is absolutely true, forget it. That's for pretty boys only. So I kind of, my self-image took a hit in that one. And so I backed off on doing it. I took business admin and advertising and promotion and did radio with Norm. But
at school,
in college, Conklin. But I did. My roommate was Rick Peterson, who was the all night guy in CKBY. So, that's how I got hooked.
Pretty boys only.
Yeah,
but radio is the spot where you don't have to be pretty.
I know exactly.
A face like this, I can get a job in radio. You can get a job in radio.
it was kind of bizarre, but it kind of sent me for a loop. I thought, oh, yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah.
But...
You showed him.
I showed him.
Yeah.
And actually, Norm, the story with Norm, I took out radio and television through this advertising and promotion, and Norm was my teacher, and we had to produce the write the commercials, produce them, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then what would happen was his radio people would record it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So we go to do the thing, recording it, and everybody to a person in my class said, "No, no, we want Dave to do them."
Yeah.
And
he's got the pipes.
Norm wasn't really keen on that. So I bet him. I says, "Anybody gone on air from this course?" And he said, "No, and it'll never happen."
Oh, really?
So we bet each other, and he did end up paying me. So
yeah.
That's how I got into it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny that you work with him years later.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's been the nice part about this. I mean, the whole thing, like, we've all kind of been together before, and it was just kind of a regrouping of everybody, I always thought. And it was,
yeah,
you know, we've had great family over the years. That's all because of you. We all jumped on your dream and just hung on, and it's been a good ride.
It has been a great ride. When you think of the people who did work, you know, we worked together, Donna Donaldson, mm-hmm. you know, and Angie Pacey, you know, came in as placement,
yeah.
high school placement, and then college placement,
right.
Back at CJET, and of course, James Smith, who was with us there.
Mm-hmm. You know. And Paul Hunks.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, Paul Hunks is still doing our voicing and the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a home for wayward broadcast veterans, is what you're saying.
Well, and you look at it also, if you extend it a little bit, Adam Weeks is here, and his dad was on the folk program.
Yes,
that you Sunday, had a few one on.
Sunday Night with the Folks, Alan Weeks. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so.
Yeah lots of, but it was funny. I mean, radio's, you know, that kind of a thing. You're always getting replaced by younger guys because they will work for half of what you're doing. So there's all these experienced radio people out there that I always thought, you know, we should give these guys a call.
Yeah.
They were doing other things at times, but brought them in from, you know, banking and, you know, seniors' homes. And
selling cars.
You were selling cars. And we just, you know, we kept scouring for these guys that we knew had been on for years, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and the experience. So, yeah. Yeah,
and it's made it an interesting ride over the years.
Yeah, you know,
it sure has.
Yeah,
and
new direction now, but the folks at NBC, you know, taking over after I stepped down as GM on May the 1st. Mm-hmm. So still here on the weekends with the old Trading Post and Sunday Cafe. But when you think of the number of people that used to go through CJET as a training ground and then we'd train them up, 8 months later they'd be gone. I mean, you know, we couldn't get rid of people here at CJET, right?
Well, I think the one that comes to mind would be at CJET, because you'd be doing, as you mentioned, in those days, you'd be on air doing a shift or whatever, and they'd bring somebody through. And I still remember to this day very vividly the day they brought Terry Shea through. Okay, because here was this big guy with his massive Buddy Miles type afro, you know, and a tight jeans and a shirt that was done down to his stomach, and, you know, probably a dangling a chain or something. And he was coming in and he was going to get a job. And I thought, okay.
Yeah.
So when they hired those guys, of course, they always put them on overnight. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went from there.
But. Well, David, you know, tomorrow's your last day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm away, so that's why I'm coming in today, just to say thank you for your years here. You know, you were a real soldier, a foot soldier, and, you know, a guy who would always show up for the shift, except the times you didn't show up for the shift, but we won't talk about those times.
No, no.
But, you know, mornings is a special breed of people, you know, to do the early mornings and the rest of it. So thank you for all that service over the years.
Well, it's been an honor.
Yeah, it's been great. And, you know, some of the special things that you've put together, such as the Christmas ukulele party. No, a Kaylee party.
Christmas party.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The Down East, you know, feel to that and whatever has come, you know, full circle. It's been, you know, kind of on everybody's radar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've had to change who does The Night Before Christmas over the years, you know, different guest speakers there. But it's been great. It's been great having you in there. And I know one of the things about you, David, you know, I'm out in the community, we're talking to people and whatever. Oh, yeah, I know Dave White. I'm his cousin. Right. Okay, after 2,000 people have said that, I'm saying, you know, what is this thing? You know, you just anoint people cousin?
I don't know what it is. We had a very adventurous family, I guess. I don't know. But I've always figured my mother came from 9, and they basically all stayed around here, married and had children and children, and then my dad came from 5 from the other way, from home place.
Okay.
Way. So,
so
Yeah. I figure that, but yeah, it's scary when you look at it and you go, oh yeah, that's good. Because I don't think I can go through a conversation without saying, oh, well, he's my cousin, or she's my cousin.
I know you can't. The white family, you know, the one family alone that populated Eastern Ontario, you know.
That's how we got the crowd at White Noise. We were all relatives.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you've got some exciting things coming up in retirement. Yeah. We got the reunion party that you've got all set for later September
24th.
Yeah.
At the Legion in Perth.
Yeah. So you'll continue to do things like that.
And I'm not completely gone. I'm still doing Saturday night classic cruise.
Okay.
So
very good.
I'm like you. I'll be a weekend warrior.
A weekend warrior. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Saturday Night. I dubbed that on you about
many years ago.
Six, eight, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But a lot of people really enjoy the show. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be missed, and just testament that you've got about 8 weeks worth of Timbits here and a pile of mail to go through. Testament of the number of folks out there who enjoyed you through the years as well. So good on you, and thanks so much for being part of Lake 88, David.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, and as I say, I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me. So,
yep.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on the weekend.
Yes, we will. <All right. laughs> Passing ships.
Absolutely. Okay, it's 24 now past 8, and this is a Soft Sell.